Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast,
Mom
and Son
Podcast.
So,
I'm Mana.
I'm Mana, and this is my mom,
Monica.
And so, what are we going to do in today's podcast?
Like always, we are going to share some amazing sharing our knowledge, our tips, tricks, and stories. So it is all exciting. Today we are going to riding on a theme from our last podcast, which was getting to know your loved ones. So if you haven't heard our last podcast, we did sit down and as a mom, I asked my son Manav 7 questions, and those were like, you know, on the spot type of questions where Manav mm-hmm. answered, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a bit emotional, but I think we pulled that through quite well.
Yeah.
So on this one, the theme is not as intense. So if you are not ready to ask direct questions, or if you don't know how
to word it out, basically.
Yeah, or like direct questions, this can be like today what we're going to do is we are going to give you an example of something that you could do as a game. So it will be one fun game kind of thing where it is super exciting for a child. What I mean to say is it is on a creative side, so it will unlock the creativity side of your children or child's brain, and it will also give you an insight of what your child is thinking, which you will know more when we play this game. So stay tuned till the end to know this amazing game, okay? Mm-hmm. Manav, I have these questions ready. Basically, you are going to create your world, Manav.
Wow, that sounds nice.
That sounds nice. Are we ready?
I'm ready as can be.
Okay, cool. So you are creating your world. That's the theme. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions mm-hmm. where you would answer putting that world in mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is your world called, Manav?
Egghead.
Sorry?
Egghead.
Can you spell that for me?
E-G-G-H-E-A-D. Egghead.
Egghead.
Yep.
Oh, egghead.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me a little more like background about why did you pick that name?
Well, I have said this in a previous podcast where we talked about food.
Mm.
I just started eating eggs. And
recently, yeah.
And this, it's like unlocks your creativity side. And usually it comes from your brain, and your brain is in your head. So like your creativity comes from your brain. And your brain is in your head.
Mm.
So I just wanted to mix them together to make egghead.
Sure. If I've understood right, maybe you're trying to say since you've started eating egg,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you are more at the moment, present and attentive. So you are using your brain properly. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, because...
No? Okay, sorry, I misunderstood.
Well, it's just two different things.
Okay.
Because the topic of this podcast uses creativity.
Okay.
And I recently started to using eggs. And then with...
Okay.
Thinking of a word, those two just came.
Got
it. They're like colliding.
Got it. So it's not as complex as mom would want to think. It is very simple. You started eating egg very recently, so egg is something is in your mind right mm-hmm. now. And since this game is about creativity, you mm-hmm. are using head. So egg head.
Yeah.
Easy. Okay, moving on. Where is it? Where is this egg head? Is it in space? Under
it's in
the
a
sea?
Different planet.
Yeah.
On the sea. In a place called the Grand Nine, on the second half, called the New Era.
Oh, wow.
The world... No, wait, not the New Era. The World of Errors.
Your accent sometimes is... I can't... Okay.
The world of... Can you please... Errors.
World of...
Errors.
Errors?
No, not... Errors.
E-R-A.
Yeah, E-R-A's.
Okay. Okay. So you're... Wow. He's going to be challenging. I can already see this. Ooh, I'm struggling here. Okay. So your world's name is Egghead.
Yep.
And this world is in somewhere out in the space.
Mm-hmm.
And?
The world is basically covered. It's like about 90% covered in sea.
Okay.
There's this big rocky line called the Red Mountains.
Okay.
And then cutting through it is the Grand Era. No, the Grand Line.
Mm-hmm.
And then, since there's four parts, there's the South Sea, West Sea, North Sea, and East Sea.
Well, it sounds like Earth.
Well, different to Earth.
Okay.
But like Earth.
So it is somewhere in space.
Yeah.
Okay. So who lives there, Manav?
Well...
Do you think human lives there or animals, robots? Well,
it's said to be a place where 500... So futuristic, it would take 500 years for Earth to reach that stage that Egghead is in.
Wow. So it is so advanced.
Yeah.
So sounds like robots are living there.
Not robots. Humans, but like robots, and the ruler king, you could say the ruler, is a scientist named Dr. Vegapunk. His head is also, he isn't a cyborg, but he was born with this mysterious power where he can fit anything in his head. He can remember everything.
Like yourself.
But his head grows bigger. So he like chopped it up. So he chopped it off and added it in a big sky area called Punk Records. And the rest of his head. So then that big space got replaced by a stick and an apple.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And they're all wearing... And also, he split himself into six clones.
No, my question was, who lives there?
Humans, basically.
Okay, very sharp, super intelligent, way behind Earth humans. So, basically humans, but like 10 times sharper and intelligent humans.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically.
And the ruler has Egghead. And whatever you
Apple
said,
head.
You said in between. Can't be lost there. Anyway, so you describe what they look like. So all humans look like what you described, or just the ruler looks like the egghead?
Vegapunk looks like the egghead.
Vegapunk is the ruler.
Yeah. So some people look like robots.
Uh huh.
And some are humans, and they have
humans
the...
like us, like
like us. And they have these boots, and they seem very heavy, but they're actually light. And their clothes, too.
What's the purpose of the boot?
Well, the boot, it's basically just a shoe.
Oh, everybody wears the same boot, or?
It's different colored, but it's same. And and it also can fly sometimes. So, so when you put it on, you put your feet in, and then there's this lever, which you have to pull. And there's a circle, and it's like a circle, but there's a circle, there's like a white circle behind that basically, or not behind, like inside the gap. When you press it, your boots can make you fly.
I would love to have that. You know, Manav, when you say boot, I instantly thought of flying. I did not want to interrupt you. I wanted your creativity to flow. But I'm glad you said flying because that was in my mind as well.
Wow.
So we think alike.
We do.
So what is special about this world?
Well, what's special is it's 500 years in the future
mm-hmm.
to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And all its technical advancement
mm-hmm.
are so good. It's like your everyday jobs,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's a bit cancelled. It's basically a fun land.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so your everyday job is cancelled, did you say?
Not everyday job is cancelled.
So nobody...
It's basically like that.
Okay, so nobody goes to work, nobody goes to school.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Well... Well, it's pretty futuristic, so lots of things can happen.
They live their life.
They live their life. They walk around. They have free food.
How cool.
From a vending machine.
Wow.
I know.
Would love to stay there. Yep.
It is yummy. It would be good.
Mm.
I'm imagining it right now. Oh, I'm dreaming like a minute right now.
So the special thing about this world is basically people live their life.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have regular things that we do, as in like go to work or go to school or
preschool
block. Or do they have any superpowers, magic? Well, silly rules or anything like that?
Not really. And also, I forgot to mention, their work is like, it's cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday work here, because they're actually researchers to give more information
mm-hmm.
to Punk Record. And then, with that, they can, not expand, but make it more futuristic.
So there's only one person, the ruler, who works.
Yeah.
Everybody researches and provides the information to this ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And the ruler finalizes everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then puts it out.
Okay.
And with his 6 clones / satellites...
Mm.
Can make that happen
because
there's one for good, there's one for violence, there's one for greed, there's one for thoughts, there's one for wisdom, there's lots of them. Basically, and
so there is no money in that world.
They do have a money called berries, not berries we have. But the money is called berries, and it's like cash.
Okay. So they call it berries.
Yeah.
Madam, do you have some berries? That's our nickname for money, okay? I like that. I have some berries in my bank account.
Me too.
Good. I love it. So what's the weather like?
If you... sail the Grand Line
mm-hmm.
and get there, it's wintry,
mm-hmm.
but when you get there, it's summery. So on the sea on the way there, it's about wintry,
okay.
And then it turns summery.
So getting there is a bit cooler, but once you get inside that world,
mm-hmm.
it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything exciting there? Do they have 4 seasons or?
No, because in the
It sounds pretty much like Earth, yeah?
Yeah, but in the Grand Line, where it's so complicated, there's islands with only one season. Like a winter island or a summer island.
So where are you living? Where are you? Which island are you in?
So if I were there?
You are already there. We're talking about your world.
Well, I would be in Egghead, but
Egghead is a different island.
Yeah.
If
I was but if I was going to say something, I'd say Raftel or Laughtail.
Laughtail?
Yeah.
So you would laugh all day?
No. I bet it's like a treasure place. A place where it's filled with treasure. And if you can find
berries.
Yep. And if you can find it, it's a crazy world.
It is.
But
I think that world is not for me, but
yeah,
anyway.
But the four seas, They have summer, autumn, winter, spring.
But your egghead has...
Yeah, the Grand Line. Yeah.
What is Grand Line?
There's the Red Mountains, and then piercing in between that is the Grand Line. So, like, pretend... So,
Oh, you did mention earlier, yeah.
Yep, so Red Mountains, Grand Line, creating four seas, like an X.
How do people get around there? Well, when they put their boots, they can fly.
Yeah.
But can they walk?
They walk. They can either walk, and when they walk, it makes a funny sound. It makes like a little squishy sound, something like
that. Oh, that. I'm happy for you.
And then they can fly.
Yeah, they can also fly. I like that.
There's also a giant robot.
So when you invite me to your planet, your world, give me that boot straight away so that I don't have to walk and make that squeaky sound. I would rather fly.
It's not squeaky. It's satisfying. I mean, you have to walk to the clothes booth, press some buttons, then they'll automatically take your clothes off, put your new clothes on.
Wow.
And then you can take, and then boots will pop out, and then you get the, and you get the boot suiting your, suiting the color of what you're wearing, and put it on. It seems heavy, but it's actually light. So
what would your hands, legs, your muscles do?
Their normal jobs. But they usually do. Either walk, either...
Okay. Basically, it sounds like AI world to me. Really.
Yeah.
Your world sounds like AI world.
It's like AI, but a few steps back. Or maybe... AI, but a bit further.
A bit further, yeah. Well, I have to visit there to meet my grandparents, so I would rather...
To meet your grandparents?
Oh, sorry. Grandchildren, I mean. Because it's your world, so your wife will be there, your children will be there,
and
right?
There's this special elixir that can make you immortal. So when you're 100,
I like that.
You go straight back to your favorite age.
Aww.
And live your life just that age. No, wait, not live your life just that age. Restart your life, but from that age, with your memories. So then it's like a cycle. So then, zoop, your favorite age. Zoop, your favorite age.
Wow. Well, that's
just drinking that elixir once makes that happen. So when you're 100, when you sleep, so at the end of the year, which you're... At the end of the year, you turned 100. When you sleep for the next year, you wake up as your favorite age.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to, when that happens to me, I want to be 16 again so that I can meet your dad again. Because those were my best part of my life.
Well... So far, the best part of my life is single second of my life.
Exactly. You're too
my
young.
My life was... I've had the best life so far.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, I'd like to take that as a compliment.
Because of you guys.
Thank you, Manav.
And Moksh. Just gets a little bit of credit. Because, like, I've been with you guys more than I've been with him.
Of course. And you make our life beautiful. We're very grateful. Very lucky. To have you in our life.
Yep.
Very lucky.
And I love hearing that as long as you say it. Because you do say that a lot of times. And I do not get irritated. I love it.
Thank you. And I mean it. I really do. Okay. So people get around by either flying or making those...
satisfying.
Squeaky sounds.
Not squeaky. Why do you look? It's satisfying.
Okay. What do they eat?
Well, hot dogs, burgers.
Oh my god. All those
shakes.
Foods.
It's very yummy.
No blueberries?
Nope. So they go to the vending machine. And the vending machine is huge. All you have to do, press one button, comes down, you eat it. And there's this robot.
No questions asked.
No. So then, also there's this dog that picks up recycling things.
Mm.
But if you litter, it will come to you and bite you.
I like that.
That's a good
one. So basically the food sounds more similar to earth food.
Yeah, it's basically earth food.
More junk version.
Just more junky and more yummy.
Okay.
There's even some healthy food. In at every house,
yeah,
there's a healthy vending machine, but at every single street, there's at least two vending machines.
For anyone to go and eat anything.
Like the junky food vending machines.
So you don't need to put any berries in there?
Nope.
AKA money? Oh, money in there, AKA berries? Well, what's so funny? Now, a holiday or celebration? What kind of celebration do you think would be appropriate in your world?
Punk day. And don't think it's a day where everybody are like punks.
Where did you learn that word? What is punk?
It's like...
You're nine. Where did you get that from?
Yeah, actually don't remember. I think I got it like last year or the year before.
Sure. But moving on.
But I got that on at when I was... at school. So punk day is where everybody kind of dresses up like Vegapunk, acts like Vegapunk, and they don't need to just be at like Vegapunk. So then they don't have to dress up as Vegapunk. If they're a female, they can dress up as Vegapunks because Vegapunk has female satellites.
Okay.
3. Greed, evil, and violent. So there, they can dress up as those three satellites. Or if they're male, they can dress up as Vegapunk and the other four satellites. I mean, the other three satellites.
Okay. So what's a normal day like in the world? If you can describe a kid's typical day in this world, what would a kid, a nine-year-old, do in this world?
So if I was there, I would wake up straight away. Either make, because I forgot to tell you, there was a make your own breakfast on that healthy food machine.
Vending machine?
Yeah. So make your own breakfast. I make my own breakfast.
Or press a button maybe.
Yeah. If I'm too lazy to even make my, if I'm like either too tired to make my own breakfast or just want that breakfast. And then I eat it. I wake all of you guys up, I make you guys breakfast, and we go out for researching. And then when I'm hungry...
So researching is what everybody would do, that's even the kids would do?
Yeah.
The same thing?
Yep. So but the kids would do less research.
Yeah.
Research. I bet they'd do... the kids would do
okay,
research...
Okay, moving on, sorry.
About, the kids would do research about the world.
Okay, now let's move. Let's go back. Describe your typical day. So you would start with the breakfast.
Yep.
You go out on a research.
Yep. And then if I need a break, I'll quickly have a break. Maybe either if I'm too tired, like to do a bit more, I'll have a quick 5-minute break. Or if I'm hungry, I'll just go to the vending machine, the closest junkie vending machine, and get some food from there.
Okay. All right. I think we're done. And then you eat, and then do people sleep in your...
Yeah, we do. We have to. Because I said I'd wake up and get breakfast.
Oh. You don't play, you don't do exercise.
Sometimes, like, in our break, if we do, like, a long break, we sometimes go to a park. There's, like, a little park. And then, so at that park, yeah, so we can play. And sometimes people might go to the vacuum rocket to go all the way up to Punk Records and then to give the information. So, yeah.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Please like, share, and subscribe. And we really appreciate all our new subscribers. You have given us such a big hope. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you are enjoying our content. Please share to more people so that our content can reach to more people as well.
And also by liking, sharing, subscribing, and commenting, that'll help us grow more.
On that note, until next time, bye!
Bye.